Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the Stinking Truth.
So the Pittsburgh Steelers made a statement with their win over Baltimore. What is that statement?
The statement is the Baltimore Ravens don't want to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, I think right now, if they met again, or they will meet again at the end of the season, but if they met in the playoffs, based on history, so in their last 11 games, the Baltimore Ravens are 8-3, the Pittsburgh Steelers are 8-3 against Baltimore. Baltimore being 3-8. Right now, Lamar Jackson against the Pittsburgh Steelers in his career is 1-4. I mean, you know, right now the Pittsburgh Steelers have their number. They're not intimidated by the Baltimore Ravens. And I think the interesting thing to me is how they play them defensively. Because you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago when the Broncos left and went to play the Ravens, and we thought, oh, man, this week it's so hard to prepare for the Ravens because you just don't see this style of offense in the NFL. You just don't see this style of quarterback. You just don't see the dynamic play, the run game they have, the RPO game they have, the design QB run they have. It just is a nightmare to try to prepare for them. Guess who's not intimidated? The Steelers. Guess who understands how they play? The Steelers. Guess who plays well against them? The Steelers. Guess who doesn't have an answer for the Steelers? It's the Ravens. So I would sit there and say, if I'm any other AFC team playing against either the Steelers or the Ravens, and I had to play either of those teams in the playoffs, I'd choose the Steelers over the Ravens. Okay. I would rather play the Steelers than the Ravens. If I had 1 week to prepare for either of those teams, I'd choose the Ravens. But if I'm choosing the matchup between the Steelers and the Ravens and who I think is going to win, it's going to be the Steelers. They just match up well. They know how to play them, and they've got their number right now.
So it's more just a Steelers-Ravens thing than it is the Steelers with Russell Wilson showing that they should be taken seriously as a AFC or even Super Bowl contender, right? You're not ready to go there yet?
No. Why did Justin Fields get benched? Because he kept driving the Steelers offense to field goal attempts.
Right.
What happened last week?
Chris Boswell was their best offensive player.
Best offensive player. In the last couple of games, like Russell Wilson, and I've given him a ton of credit, Mike. You know I've given him a ton of credit. He's been like a 50% completion guy in their last couple of games. I don't know what he was last week against Baltimore, but I can't imagine it was great. I know the week before it was 50%. So, you know, and then ultimately he had the one really bad, almost like I got to prove that, you know, I'm the guy, bad interception in the end zone at the end of that game. And on top of that, the Baltimore Ravens did miss two field goals because Justin Tucker, you want to talk about, I mean, let's talk about karma.
Woof.
wasn't Justin Tucker making fun of Russell Wilson on the team plane last year?
Yep.
Wasn't he busting Russell Wilson's balls on the team plane? You're a kicker.
Yep.
You're a kicker. You're not an NFL player. You're a kicker. And you made fun of Russell Wilson. Well, that karma's coming back to bite you right in the tuchus. That's bad juju, man. Bad juju for a kicker to make fun of any NFL player. I don't even care how cringy Russell Wilson is. That's bad juju.
Russ was 23 of 36 for 205 yards and that one interception. So you still believe there's a ceiling that the Steelers are going to bump into here come playoff
time? Listen, as long as Russell adheres to what they're asking him to do, because what they're asking him to do right now, and I didn't see the pass chart in this particular game, but they haven't even made attempts in the middle of the football field. They don't even attempt the ball in the middle of the football field. It's all to the edges, and then his deep ball accuracy, and then George Pickens every weekend making some ridiculous circus catch is just unreal. But the Ravens play the Steelers, and they just basically shit in their pants. Like they had 12 penalties for 80 yards. They had, I think, three turnovers. The one interception that was a catch by Hill, the running back, got ripped out of his hands. It was like that was one of the most remarkable interceptions I've ever seen. So, likely fumbles and turns the ball over. It's what the Steelers do for sure. The Steelers earned it. But it's a lot about Baltimore just not playing very well in that particular matchup.
So based on the results of past weekend, kind of reset for me your AFC power rankings. And if you want to include a team in there, maybe you already mentioned them a few minutes ago that you'd like to put in there near the top. How would you rank them?
So if I'm looking at just the AFC, I mean, I have to put the Bills in at number one. They'd be my number one team in the AFC. Then let me just look at the rest of the AFC teams really quick. Because, I'm not smart enough to have them on the top of my head. So if I look at the rest of the AFC, the Bills are in there. I think I would probably put – I'd probably still put Kansas City as number two. Then I'd go
– come on, I know you want to do it.
I'd probably go Baltimore and then
– Chargers? Come on, I know you want to put the Chargers up there.
Yeah, I'd probably go Baltimore, Chargers and Pittsburgh right there.
Okay.
I'd still probably put Baltimore at three, although you could probably talk me out of it and say, hey, man, what about the Steelers? They won head-to-head. But I'm telling you what, the Chargers are the one team right now that nobody wants to face, and people will piss and moan about me not putting Houston. Houston does not pass my eyeball test.
Why
they're 7-4 right now? They don't protect their quarterback well. Offensively, they've given up more sacks per game by almost a sack, more pressures per game by about, I don't know, from 20% to 28%, whatever that means. But they give up inside pressure on their quarterback. They just, for whatever reason, Mike, in my eyeballs, they don't pass the smell test. They don't pass the eyeball test. And oh, by the way, they're giving up these extra pressures. They're giving up these extra sacks. They're, I think, third or fourth in the league or second in the league, something like that. Sacks given up, overall sacks given up. And they're doing that with an actual run game this year that they didn't have last year. Joe Mixon is, a beast running the football. So that's a real issue to me with the Houston Texans. And there's just something about them right now as currently constructed. And I know they're sitting at 7-4. I think it's 7-4. Yep. But they just don't look like a team that they're going to win that division going away because that division sucks. But they don't look like a team to me that's going to compete once the playoffs start.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.